Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
April 22, 1805. The captains explore the White Earth River. A stiff headwind slows and finally stops the course progress today, but doesn't stop the captains from doing a little exploring on foot. Captain Lewis writes again about the White Earth River.
Set out at an early hour this morning. Proceeded pretty well until breakfast, when the wind became so hard ahead that we proceeded with difficulty, even with the assistance of our tow lines. The party halted, and Captain Clark and myself walked to the White Earth River, which approaches the Missouri very near this place. Being about 4 miles above its entrance, we found that it contained more water than streams of its size generally do at this season. The water is much clearer than that of the Missouri. The banks of the river are steep and not more than 10 or 12 feet high. The bed seems to be composed of mud altogether. The river is said to be navigable nearly to its source, which is no great distance from the Saskatchewan. And I think, from its size and the direction which it seems to take, and the latitude of its mouth, that there is very good ground to believe that it extends as far north as latitude 50 degrees. Walking on shore this evening, I met a buffalo calf, which attached itself to me and continued to follow close at my heels until I embarked and left it. Captain Meriwether Lewis, April 22, 1805.
Captain Clark's entry for today is nearly identical to Lewis's, with a few exceptions. In reference to the White Earth River, he writes,
"The river is 60 yards wide and contains a greater proportion of water at this time than is common for rivers of its size. It passes through a beautiful extensive valley, rich and fertile, and at this time covered with buffalo, elk, and antelopes, which may be seen also in any other direction in this quarter. Some of the high plains or broken ravines of the river contains great quantity of pebbles and stones of various sizes. The stratum of coal is much richer than below. The appearances of mineral and burned hills still continue. The river is rising a little. Saw an immense number of beaver feeding on the water's edge and swimming, killed several. Captain Lewis ascended a hill from the top of which he had a most enchanting prospect of the country around and the meanderings of the two rivers, which is remarkable crooked. I observed a large drove of buffalo pursued by wolves. The wolves caught one of their calves in my view. Those animals defend their young as long as they can keep up with the drove. Captain William Clark, April 22, 1805.
The captains were interested in the White Earth River, now known as the Little Muddy, for two reasons. First, they were trying to find a passage into Canadian fur trapping regions. Second, the headwaters of this river could define part of the northern boundary of the Louisiana Purchase. According to Paul Allen, editor of the Biddle version of the journals, it was highly optimistic to estimate that the source of this river was as far north as the 50th parallel. Monday, Lewis's dog lost.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Captain Lewis read by Russ Palmer. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at YellowstonePublicRadio.org.